Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'id fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was once a man, he passed away and he was seen in a dream, and they said to him, ما فعل الله بك? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? And that person replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven me. And the people in the dream asked him, what was the cause for your salvation? What was the reason that you were forgiven? And he replied, I used to write a hadith, and at every single time when I would write the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would add a durood, and due to the abundance of durood that I wrote, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven me. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Whether you say the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you write his blessed name down, whether you teach it to somebody else, all of these scenarios, there is great and immense reward which is written for you. So we should try to make a habit of reciting as much salutations as we can. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Prophets, The Life of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, in which we discuss the blessed lives and the biographies of the Prophets alayhim as-salam. And we take madani pearls from it to motivate us. And we take pearls of warning to stop ourselves from committing the certain sins which people in the past committed. Now we have covered an extensive length of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, all the way from Prophet Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, along to Ibrahim and further from there. But the Prophet we are going to talk about today has a very amazing story, has a story that which we can all gain something from, which we can all learn something from. And this is the story and the test of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned in the glorious Quran on four occasions. The illness, his recovery from it, and the incident regarding his blessed wife, which we will learn about as well. These are some of the things that which have been mentioned in relation to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as we previously mentioned, that from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam all the way until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any prophet that will come will be from the children of Ibrahim alaihi salam. So similarly, the lineage of Ayyub alaihi salatu wasalam, the progeny of Ayyub alaihi salatu wasalam, if you look up, goes and links to Prophet Ibrahim alaihi salam, and from there it goes to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. The physical description of Prophet Ayyub alaihi salatu wasalam has been mentioned, that the hair of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was curly. His eyes were wide and beautiful. Likewise, he had a beautiful countenance. He had a long neck. He had a broad chest with strong shins and wrist. And he was of tall structure. This is the description of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was so handsome and beautiful and he was so majestic. The scholars of Quran and the historians mentioned that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam possessed every single type of wealth. What are the types of wealth? The first type of wealth a person gains is the abundance of offsprings. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had a lot of servants, used to have a lot of maid servants, used to have a lot of cattle, used to have a lot of other animals, used to have a lot of land as well. These were the riches and wealth which was granted to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam possessed fine qualities. For instance, he remained extremely patient due to the difficulties which came upon him, about which we will listen to shortly inshallah. He was a very pious person and very frequently turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, translation from Kanzul Iman, we indeed found him patient. What an excellent bondsman. He is indeed ever repenting towards us. Subhanallah. Allama Abu Bakr Ahmad Ali, otherwise famously known as Al-Katib Al-Baghdadi Rahmatullah alayhi, writes, he says, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was merciful towards the destitute. That if a person who was poor, if a person who did not possess a lot of wealth, he came into the court of Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam would give him a lot of things. Similarly, if orphans came to him, or if widows came to him, and like this, if guests came to him, he was very mindful of every single individual that came to him, and he helped them in all the means that were possible for him to do. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was granted guidance, virtue, and excellence over all his contemporaries. Moreover, he alayhi salam was considered to be amongst the pious, selected for prophethood, and given direction towards the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happened with Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was he had an abundance of children. He had an abundance of cattle. He had an abundance of servants. He had an abundance of land. But slowly, slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first caused his children to die. A wall fell which caused the children of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam to pass away. But he was grateful for Allah ta'ala. He was sabir. He did not complain. He was happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what happens is his stock, his cattle, they slowly start to die. And even at this point, he is happy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then all his servants, they leave. His maid servants leave. He is still happy upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the land which he had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that away from him. And a person, he is able to bear all of these difficulties. But that one difficulty a person finds very hard to bear is when his health is affected. And what happened with Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam? He was tested with blisters and wounds which appeared over his blessed body. Everyone left him in this state except his noble wife Rahma radiallahu anha. And she continued to serve him. This also goes to show us the importance of having a good spouse and the importance of having a spouse who prioritizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who prioritizes deen, who understands the rights of the husband. In the same way, the husband must also value and respect the rights of the wife as well. So when everything was left from him and everything was taken away from him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, the only individual that remained with him was his blessed wife, Rahma. And this is why it's very important that when we choose our life partners, when we choose a person who we are going to spend the rest of our lives with, we do not only look at physical beauty, we do not only look at the lineage of that individual, we do not only look at the wealth of that individual, but the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that when you are going to choose a spouse, then choose the one who is the closest to Allah in the deen. The one who has the most religion. Why? Because when a person has deen in their life, when a person has Allah in their life, then no difficulty is too big. No trial is too big. Because you both have the mindset that the same Lord that is testing us right now, He is the same Lord that is going to take us out of this tribulation as well. So we should always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should never despair. We should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not test Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam because he na'uzu billah committed a sin and it was a punishment. Astaghfirullah, like we talked about in the first episode, that the anbiya are ma'soom. They do not have the ability to commit a sin. So it totally goes out of question that a person might think that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was punished due to his sin. Astaghfirullah, he had not committed any sin at all. But the scholars have written that the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ayyub alayhi salam was in fact to elevate his rank. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a certain rank for an individual, has a certain place designated for an individual, but that man, he is unable to reach that level due to his good deeds. He might not have the lifespan to be able to do so many good deeds that he will reach that station. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him. And when those who are tested, they have sabr, they remain patient, they turn back to Allah, they are the successful one in the test. And if there is somebody else who is put in a test and they complain, they go around telling people unnecessarily, then the blessings and the bounty which was going to be given upon that sabr will no longer be given to you. Ask yourself, if something bad has happened to you, what is the point for you to go around telling people? If that person is able to help you, then by all means go tell him. But if that person, you're only telling him for gossip, or you're only telling him to have a chit-chat with him, there is no real purpose behind you telling him, then you are wasting your reward. But rather speak to Allah. Speak to your Rabb. Speak to your Lord. Tell your problems to Him. Tell your difficulties to Him. There is no problem which is too big for Allah to solve. There is no trial which is too big for Allah to turn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. There is nothing greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever problems or trials or tribulations an individual might be going through, remember, they're not bigger than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not bigger than the wisdom and the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever problem, whatever trial, whatever tribulation you have, firstly, you have to have sabr. You have to be patient. You have to remain patient upon it. You must not complain to anybody about it. And secondly, do not leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of how you are or you feel like everybody's left you, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, you have not lost anything. The scholars say, what benefit is going to come to a person who has gained everything, but along the way he has lost Allah? And what loss has come to an individual who has lost everything, but has gained Allah on the way? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is on an individual side, when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with an individual, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will evidently and in the end give that person the peace and tranquility of the heart. And this is something that we see in the story of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, that after very long years, when he remained patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he should strike the ground and a spring would appear and he should wash himself in that. And then he should walk another 40 steps and he should strike the ground again and water will emerge and he should drink that water. And due to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly when he walked and he struck the ground and the water which came out and it came upon his body, due to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the external difficulties which were on the body of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam. And then when he went later and he drank the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resulted in giving him his health better than before. And because he was patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned youth to him and his wife, and they once again had children. They once again were enriched by camels and goats and cattle and sheep. Their wealth came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to their sabr, returned the slaves, returned the female slaves, the maid servants, everything, all the wealth, all those blessings which he had before his test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned them to him. And he was once again happy with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, and it is a story from which we can learn a lot of lessons. We can learn that a man, a prophet of Allah, firstly was tested with his offspring. Some people get tested by their offspring, but this is the only trial which comes to them. Some people, they lose their wealth, but that is the only trial and tribulation which comes to them. Some people's health deteriorates, but that is the only trial and tribulation which comes to them. But in the case of Sayyidina Ayyub, he lost his offspring, he lost his business, his wealth, he lost his servants, he lost his health, he lost everything, all at once. Now think about the mental state of this Prophet alayhi salam. Think about the level of trust and tawakkul and sabr he had, that all of these trials and tribulations did not even for a moment hinder with his mindset. One of the very most common problems we face today is people who have mental health issues. And obviously you should go to experts in relation to this, but as a Muslim you should also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one other than Allah who can give you shifa. Turn to the Quran. The Quran is healiness. The Quran is shifa. It heals people. So return back to your sources. Return back to your originality. Return back to the Quran. These prophets alayhi salatu wasalam went through extreme difficulties, but because they were steadfast, but because they knew the promises of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. You might be going through a certain difficulty. You might be going through a certain problem. But if you hold firmly upon the cloth of sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste your reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you better than before. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a portion from the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam. May Allah ta'ala return our lost bounties to us like he returned them to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who have sabr and never leave sabr in times of difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us learning the lives of the prophets and taking lessons from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين وصلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them, let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the